الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، العقيدة الوسطية لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. Last week we had discussed the belief system of أهل السنة والجماعة concerning what happens in the grave and concerning the punishment or the torment and the delight of the grave. And this is, I think, the fourth session, or maybe the fifth, ongoing on the same subject matter. We are actually at the very end of it right now. And the last misconception that the Shaykh presented then replied to himself, and this is one of the special beneficial characteristics of Shaykh bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah, is that whenever he would explain, and if you read his various books, listen to his talks and lectures, you find that he not only presents the authentic information, rahimahullah, he will also present what the opponents or the misguided or the ignorant or the deviants may present as a misconception, and he would refute it, doing us a favor by not having to go look elsewhere for what could be possible answers presented because of what you may discuss. Because you may say something that we believe, and someone will say, oh yeah, well what about that? And then you have to go find an answer. So he will give you what people may say and what you need to say in refutation. So جزاه الله عن الإسلام والمسلمين خيرا وتغمده الله برحمته الواسعة وأدخله فسيح الجنات. The last misconception was, if someone said to you, we see that the kafir, if we open up his grave after a day or two, that his bones and or ribs have not intertwined. And so how do we do that? And let me just mention something to you besides the subject from my in-laws. My in-laws are Christians, all of them. And these Christians, man, one of the wildest creatures on earth. You know, you see lions and tigers and you think, wow, this is a wild creature. Think again when you see the Christians. For whatever reason, they buried one of their grandmothers somewhere. And they went to do something into the grave, some renovation to the grave, or I don't know, they wanted to add another family member. Anyways, they opened up the grave and they found that this lady has not yet deteriorated. Her body is not fully decayed. I don't know. After some time. So they go present this information to a priest in the Catholic Church. Without knowing her, knowing what she's about, he declared her a saint. Saint. Khalas. She became a saint. Why? Her body. What about the temperature of the earth? You know, all these make a difference. That's why they put the dead person in the refrigerator and he may stay there for a couple of years. Nothing happens to him. If it's a cold area, the body may maintain its you know, whatever, form for some time. There may be many reasons, but that's it. She's a saint. You know, and she was declared saint and they had a celebration in the family. That, you know, our grandmother, whatever she was, it turned out that she was a saint. We never knew while she was alive. They only discovered after she died. This is called, you know, comedy. This is joke. This is a joke. These people must be joking. Imagine if this is how religions work. Or imagine if Islam was in this fashion. It would be a disaster. But there are people who try to do Islam the same way. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you will follow those who came before you a hand's width of a hand's width and an arm's length of an arm's length. Even if they entered the hole of a lizard, you shall enter it too. They said, who? The Messenger of Allah. The Jews and the Christians. He said, then who? Meaning who else? So Allah al-Musta'an. So we don't want to belong to those. Anyways, so if someone said, we see that nothing has intertwined, that this person is sound, his body is sound. فالجواب كما سبق أن هذا من عالم الغيب ومن الجائز أن تكون مختلفة. We have previously replied to that this is all part of the unseen, and the affairs of the unseen are unlike the affairs of the dunya. فَإِذَا كُشِفَ عَنْهَا أَعَادَهَا اللَّهُ. Perhaps, we don't know, but it could be that when you open it, Allah will return it. You don't know what's happening. You don't know, it's from the unseen. وَرَدَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَى مَكَانٍ. Everything will be returned to its place. امْتِحَانًا لِلْعِبَادِ. It's testing from Allah. Otherwise, if they open up the grave and they see someone being punished, then there would be no point in believing in the unseen. It would become believing in the seen. And they will realize, hold on, if this lady died as a Christian, then Christianity must be the wrong religion. And then they will no longer be Christians. Yani it will defeat the purpose of people making a choice, people accepting Allah, people submitting to the will of Allah. If they see everything which is supposed to be unseen, there's no point in this anymore. So this is from the wisdom of Allah, that things are in this fashion. لِأَنَّهَا لَوْ بَقِيَتْ مُخْتَلِفَ وَرَحْلُ قَدْ دَفَنَّاهُ وَأَضْرَعُ مُسْتَقِيمَ صَارَ الْإِيمَانِ بِذَلِكَ إِيمَانُ شَهَادًا. Because if that was in the case, like I said, there would be the belief of that which is witnessed, that which is seen. And that is not what we're looking for. فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ كَمَا قَالَ الْفَلَاسِفَةِ نَحْنُ نَضَعَ الزَّأْبَقَ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْأَشْيَاءَ تَحَرُّقًا وَمُرُوقًا. وَإِذَا جِئْنَا مِنَ الْغَدْ وَجَدْنَا الزَّأْبَقَ عَلَى مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ يَأْتُونَ وَيُجَلِّسُونَ هَذَا الرَّجُلَ وَالَّذِي يَجْلِسُ كَيْفَ يَبْقَى عَلَيْهِ الزَّأْبَقَ. So these crazy philosophers. He said, if someone says, like the philosophers say, if we were to put mercury, you know the thing when for the temperature, you know the substance, that silver looking thing. You know, have you ever broken the temperature thing and you've seen how difficult it is to contain that thing? Mercury, I mean, you know, you put your finger on it, it will fly all over. It moves a lot. It's very fast. So this philosopher will say, look man, if we put some mercury on the dead person, right? And you know mercury moves pretty fast. And then if we come the next day, we find that the mercury is just as we left it. But you're saying that the angels make this person sit up? So according to you, when he sits, the mercury is supposed to follow, move. And now we find that the mercury is still there. So how is that? The Shaykh said, أيضاً كما قلنا سابقا. We say to you what we said earlier. هذه من عالم الغيب. This is from the world of the unseen. وعلينا الإيمان والتصديق. It's upon us to believe and accept. ومن الجائز أيضا أن الله عز وجل يرد هذا الزأبق إلى مكانه بعد أن تحول بالجلوس. And it may be that Allah returns this mercury back after he's... I mean, all this then is something that you don't really elaborate on. خلاص. ونقول أيضا انظروا إلى الرجل في المنام يرى أشياء لو كان على حسب رؤيته إياها ما بقي في فراشه على السرير. He said, we say to them also, look at the man who's in sleep, the sleeping person. He sees things that if he were to be seeing them in real life, he wouldn't be on his bed anymore. And how many times have you dreamt that you were falling off a building, right? And right before you made it to the surface, you woke up. And you're like, Alhamdulillah, I'm alive. It's like the most common dream of human beings, right? Anyways, these are usually either from the shaitan, or they are a byproduct of stress. When you're stressed out, this is not a ru'ya. You don't go to Shaykh and say, Shaykh, wallah, I saw that I was falling off a building, and I woke up right when I made it. And he said, that's what I had last night too. That's what everybody dreams about. So there's nothing special about you on that ru'ya, right? That's not a ru'ya. Ru'ya saliha, a vision which the believer sees that is interpretable. You can interpret it, there's benefit behind it. And you don't go tell it to anyone. You tell it either to someone who you truly love, or to a person of knowledge, who has knowledge of interpreting dreams. And this is a science in Islam which we do not deny. However, it is not something which one acquires by reading books, or by, it's something which Allah Azza wa Jal, gives as a feature or as a blessing to some individuals. Some people were skilled at interpreting dreams and others are not. So we don't, it's not like you join the college of dreams of interpretation and then you graduate, you're able to interpret any dreams. If someone is in this field, advise him. على كل حال وأحيانا تكون رؤيا حق من الله عز وجل. Sometimes you see in a dream a vision which is from Allah. فتقع كما كان يراها في منامه. And it occurs the same way the person saw it in his dream. ومع ذلك نحن نؤمن بهذا الشيء. With that, عليكم السلام, we believe in that. And no one, if we were to now say to them, well, according to you, then how come you know, when someone punched you in your dream, how come you woke up with your eye not swollen? Right? And because we say to them, look, isn't it that you experienced these things, you could swear that you felt them, but you were sleeping, you woke up, nothing happened to you? Why? Because that soul wasn't necessarily in this worldly life in this sense. It wasn't according to the physical laws of this life. So if you accept this variation between you being up and you being asleep, then why do you deny that which is in this life and in the life to come? Or the interval between that life and the life to come? No argument for them. This is the silencing refutation. وَالْإِنسَانُ إِذَا رَى فِي مَنَامِهِ مَا يَكْرَهُ أَصْبَحَ وَهُوَ مُتَكَدِّرٌ. And so much so, the situation is so real that if you see something that disturbs you, you wake up upset. You wake up stressed because of a dream. وَإِذَا رَى مَا يَسُرُّ أَصْبَحَ وَهُوَ مُسْتَبْشِرٌ. And if you see something that makes you happy, you wake up in a good mood. كُلُّ هَذَا يَدُلْ عَلَى أَنَّ أُمُورَ الرُّوحِ لَيْسَتْ مِنْ أُمُورِ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ. All this indicates that the affairs and the matters of the soul are not part of the scene. That's why you don't see the brother's soul, and you don't know what happens to your soul when you sleep, and all of this is part of the unseen. وَلَا تُقَاسُ أُمُورُ الْغَيْبِ بِالْمُشَاهَدِ. And the matters of the unseen are never ever compared or understood according to the standards of this, the things which are seen and witnessed. وَلَا تُرَدُّ النُّصُوصُ الصَّحِيحَةِ. This is important. And you do not reject authentic narrations. If we fail to understand a hadith which is sahih, then we accuse our lack of understanding, our short intellect, our limited knowledge. We don't return or reject the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that's an act of disbelief. That's an act of disbelief. Rejecting the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if it's sahih. Of course. Well, I mean, if it's a weak hadith, it's not a hadith. It's not necessarily, it's not something which we can attribute to him, so it's no longer his speech sallallahu alaihi wasallam. على كل حال ولا ترد النصوص صحيحا لاستبعادنا ما تدل عليه حسب المشاهد. So we don't reject it on the grounds that it sounds far-fetched. It doesn't really, يعني, it's not comparable to what we see in this life, so we reject it. No. We understand the narration as it is, and that's it. Now that this concludes the chapter on the grave, the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning the grave and what happens in the grave of punishment and delight. Faslun fil qiyamati al-kubra. A chapter on the major resurrection. Who can give us an ayah where the term kubra occurs? Yes? It's in Juz'u Amma, ya Jama'at al-Khair. Juz'u Amma, ya Jama'at al-Khair. We need to train our brain to be able to get ayat, to be able to visualize the Quran. Familiarize ourselves. I know most of you have the surah memorized. Don't tell me you have surah al-Nazi'at memorized. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى. So on and so forth, right? Then فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى إلى آخره. We know it. So where did the Kubra come? طَامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. طَامَّة, by the way, is the covering. And we will see what that means. Anyways, Qiyama, resurrection. Qiyama, resurrection. Kubra, major.
Kabir.
From Kabir. Exactly. It's a derivative of Kabir. Yakbur. Allahu Akbar. All of them are the same thing. The greatest resurrection. The major resurrection. We will call it major because it is in contrast with As-Sughra. Al-Qiyamah al-Sughra is the minor resurrection, which is from Saghir, which is our own death. Al-Kubra is the major resurrection. Kubra. Kubra. Kaf. Not Kubra. Kubra. قولوا إلى أن تقوم القيامة الكبرى. The statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, until the major resurrection is established. الشرح, explanation. القيامة الكبرى هي التي يقوم فيها الناس من قبورهم لرب العالمين. القيامة الكبرى is the one in which the people will resurrect from the graves to the Lord and Master of everything. Can someone give me some ayat from the Quran which sounds similar to this sentence? Yes? I'll repeat the sentence. القيامة الكبرى هي التي يقوم فيها الناس من قبورهم لرب العالمين. Does it remind you of some ayat? Okay, but I'm looking for another one. That's good, but I'm looking for another one. More accurate. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين يقوم فيها الناس من قبورهم لرب العالمين huh. The day then where the people will be resurrected from their graves to stand before Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now the Shaykh said وأفادنا المؤلف رحمه الله بقول القيامة الكبرى ذلك أن هناك قيامة صغرى. The benefit which we deduce from the choice of words of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, who said that major resurrection, this suggests that or entails that there's a minor resurrection, right? Because when you add that adjective, it's to make that distinction. When you say the best teacher came, meaning there are other ones that you have compared him to, so he became the best. If he was the only teacher, he's just a teacher. And if you were to say best compared to who? If you say no one, then that doesn't make any sense. Because we can only say he's the best when you have already evaluated a number of them and he was the superior one. Ma'loom? Mafhoom? Ma'loom, by the way, is in the Quran. لِيَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. So don't think, now it's used in different contexts, but the meaning is the same. Something which is known from ilm. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ وَهِيَ قِيَامَةُ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ بِعَيْنِهِ. What is the sughra? القيامة الصغرى, it's the personal individual resurrection of every person. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانَ لَهُ قِيَامَةً. Every human being shall have his own resurrection. فَمَنْ مَاتْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. Whoever dies, his resurrection has occurred. The which one? الصغرى. الصغرى, the minor. What does that mean? خلاص. There's no deeds, no time, no coming back, no changing, no, you know, any, khalas, it's over. So it's already, he's already at a stage where he will be questioned about what he did. Isn't he asked in the grave? Isn't that a form of questioning for what one has done in the dunya? So this is minor, preparing him for the major one, where after which there will be heaven or hell. So it is a صغرى, because خلاص, the time is up. وسكت المؤلف رحمه الله عن أشراط الساعة فلم يذكرها. The author رحمه الله deliberately did not touch upon the conditions or the signs of the ساعة, of the hour, the signs of the day of judgment. He did not mention them. لأن المؤلف إنما يريد أن يتكلم عن اليوم الآخر. Because Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah wants to speak about the last day. وأما أشراط الساعة وما أشراط الساعة إلا مجرد علامات وأنذارات لقرب قيام الساعة ليستعد لها من يستعد. And the signs of the hour are nothing more than indications and warnings about the nearness of the hour, so the one who wants to prepare himself may prepare himself. But they're not included in the belief in the last day. They are the events which precede the last day. And the Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, wants to speak about the last day. If he were to speak about Aswat al-Sa'a, the signs of the last day, then we are changing the topic. Because the last day has its own set of discussions. And what comes before that is part of the dunya or part of the last day? The signs of the hour, are they part of this worldly life or part of the life to come? Part of this life. Look, people are still alive. When Jesus will come and the Dajjal will come and Al-Mahdi will come, this is still in this world. So if he wants to speak about the last day, after everything is done, speaking about the conditions of the last day or the signs of the last day is part of the worldly life, not the life to come. Now you get it, Jamil. طيب وبعض أهل العلم الذين صنفوا في العقائد ذكروا أصوات الساعة هنا والحقيقة أنه لا تعلق لها في الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Some of the people of knowledge who authored books on the belief of the last day, they did actually mention the signs of the last day in these chapters. The Sheikh said, and the truth is, don't worry, this is just an alarm. The truth is, this has nothing to do with the belief in the last day. وإن كانت هذه من الأمور الغيبية التي أشار الله إليها في القرآن وفصلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السنة. Even though it is part of the unseen, part of the, the future, which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ detailed in his Sunnah, the signs of the last day. But still, they're not part of the belief in the last day. You're not getting it. I can say, tell by your facial expressions. Ya Shaykh, now we're speaking about the last day. The last day is while people are alive or after they die?
Alive.
The last day is when people are alive? The last day. After everyone has died. Right? So now the discussion on the last day is relevant to the life to come. After resurrection. If we were to start, or if the Shaykh was to start speaking about the conditions of the last day, do we categorize that under the belief in the last day, or is it part of the dunya while people are still alive?
The last hour.
It's the same thing. But when the hour comes, the hour and the last day, they're used interchangeably. اليوم الآخر is the same. اليوم الآخر is the last hour, the last day. It's the same thing. Because the duration of it is going to be very long either way. It's not the day of the standard day of the 24 hours of the dunya. So that's besides the point. I'm trying to deliver the point, the following point home. We are in the context of speaking about what happens after one dies. We spoke about the grave. This is after you die. Now we're going to speak about the last day. This is after you die. If we suddenly start speaking about the conditions of the last day, this is still all in the dunya. Jesus will come back after the resurrection or before?
Before.
The Dajjal will come after or before?
Before.
The sun will rise from the west after or before?
Before.
And then all of these are part of the worldly life. They will take us back to where we don't want to be, because we're discussing now the affairs of after one dies. Capish? That's the only Italian word I know.
What is that? Capish?
Meaning, do you understand? But don't tell anyone. طيب. الأمور الأمر الأول مما يكون في القيامة ما أشار إليه المؤلف رحمه الله بقوله فتعاد الأرواح إلى الأجساد. Okay. Now the first. Now we will be dealing with a number of subjects which are categorized under the belief in the major resurrection. So if you take notes, it will be in the following fashion: the al-amr al-awwal, the first matter, second matter, third matter, fourth matter, and so on and so forth. The first matter relevant pertaining to the belief in the major resurrection is what Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned, فَتُعَادُ الْأَرْوَاحُ إِلَى الْأَجْسَادِ. The souls will be returned to the bodies. The first matter of the belief in the major resurrection is the return of the souls to the bodies. What does that mean? هذه أول الأمور. This is the first of the matters. ويكون بعد النفخة الثانية في الصور. This will be after the second blow into the trumpet. This will be after the second blow into the trumpet. وذلك بعد أن فارقتها بالموت. And this is after that soul has already departed the body after death. وهذه غير الإعادة التي تكون في البرزخ حين سؤال الميت عن ربه ودينه ونبيه. And this is other than the return of the soul in Barzakh, when the angels will ask this person about his who's his Lord, his religion, and his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وذلك أن الله يأمر إسرافيل فينفخ في الصور. And this is because Allah will command إسرافيل. What's his name?
Israfil.
And he will blow into the trumpet. Now, who knows what other obligation does Israfil have? We know he's the angel assigned for blowing into the trumpet. But there's another role which he plays. Yes. What's the other role that he plays?
Taking the life.
No. That's Malakul Maut. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Say the angel of death will take your soul who has been assigned, and this task was delegated to him. What is it? He is one of Hamalatul Arsh. He is one of the angels who carry the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Israfil. The other major role he plays is he carries the throne of Allah. Now don't be thinking in human context. How is he holding the trumpet and carrying the throne? That's the Malaika, man. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, when he seen Jibreel in his real form, he ran home. And he said, Dathiruni, Zammiluni, cover me. Because he seen him covering the horizon. 600 wings. You know, when he seen Jibreel, he seen him twice in his real form. And it wasn't an easy, if you can imagine an angel, what an you covering the horizon, meaning covering everything you see in front of you. And you know, when you look outside, how much do you see of the horizon? You see a lot. Jibreel had the whole thing covered, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the angels are, as Allah described them, malaikatun ghiladun shidad. They're stern, they're strong. They're very strong. And how many will bring Jahannam? 70,000. Alaykum salam. 70,000 angels will be bringing Jahannam. 70. It will have 70,000 bridles. Anyways, I forgot the huge number of angels will be dragging Jahannam. It will be brought with its with the might of the angels. So it's not. Yani Jahannam is not a light. You know, campfire. That it's going to be something huge. Huge, so much so the Prophet was sitting with the Sahaba, and all of a sudden they heard a strong sound. And he said, they panicked. He said, do you know what that is? They said, no. He said, this was a stone which was thrown from the tip of Jahannam 70 years ago. 70 falls, Kharif, which is a year. It just made it to the bottom. How long does it take something to fall 70 years? 70 years falling. Yeah, and you throw something from a plane, or not even from a plane, from the moon, how long would it take to come to earth? It's not going to take 70,000 years. And let's say it did, how much the distance between here and the moon? Yeah, I mean, you're talking about something huge. It would be filled. So the matter is serious. Yeah, brothers and sisters, or brothers in Islam. I'm sorry, I'm usually addressing both genders. على كل حال, how did I get here? So Israfil carries the throne. Nadar Allah Azza wa Jal needs Israfil needs Allah, so Israfil can carry the throne. Allah doesn't need Israfil to carry the throne because Allah needs Allah. Allah needs the throne. So don't twist it around as some of the ignorant people do. They think, are you trying to say that Allah needs the arsh? So He has assigned angels to carry the arsh. Say, you must not understand what Al-Qayyum means. The Qayyum is the one who takes care of everything. The one who everything needs to be maintained. So how are you turning the tables around and trying to say that Allah now needs any of His creation? This is impossible and unacceptable Islamically. But Allah gave him these tasks from His wisdom. Allah could keep everything for Himself. He still assigned angels to write down our deeds and had everyone will have his own, you know, kitab, his book. This is the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. طيب نعم. Allah then will command Israfil to blow into this trumpet. فَيَصْعَقُ مَنْ أَوْ فَيُصْعَقُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. So everything upon heavens and the earth will be struck. Except إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except those whom Allah wills. ثُمَّ يُنْفَقُ فِيهِ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى فَتَتَطَايَرُ الْأَرْوَاحُ مِنَ الصُّورِ إِلَى أَجْسَادِهَا وَتَحِلُّ فِيهَا. Pay attention. So the first time will be blown in the trumpet, everyone will die. Then another time will be blown into the trumpet, and so the souls will fly from the trumpet into the bodies. Every soul will return to its respective body from the trumpet. Min as-sur. Mashi? وفي قول المؤلف رحمه الله إلى الأجساد إشارة إلى أن الأرواح لا تخرج من الصور إلا بعد أن تتكامل الأجساد المخلوقة. And the statement of the author إلى الأجساد, the souls will go back to the bodies, is an indication that the souls will not come out of the trumpet until the bodies are formed again. The bodies are again in perfect condition. They're totally, you know, they've returned to their original state. They've returned to their original state. They're restored. Restoration. Until the restoration of the bodies. فَإِذَا كَمُلَتْ خِلْقَتُهَا نُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَأُعِدَتِ الْأَرْوَاحِ الْأَسَدِيَةِ. So after the bodies are restored, then it will be blown into the trumpet, then the souls will go back to the bodies. So the bodies will come first, then the souls will go back into the bodies. The sequence of events. وفي قوله تعاد الأرواح الأجساد دليل أن البعث إعادة وليس تجديدا بل هو إعادة لما زال وتحول. And in the statement that the souls will return to their respective bodies, there's a dalil and evidence that ba'th, resurrection, is restoration. It is not renewal. It's not a new body that Allah will create. It is the same body which will be restored. And there's a difference when you break, let's say you have a phone and you break it, you go get it fixed. And when you buy the same new phone, same brand, same model, but it's a new phone. They're not the same. Now it looks the same. It's going to look the same. But you can say, no, that's my old phone. I fixed it. Or you can say, that's a new phone. So this idea is that the body of that individual will be restored. Not that Allah will create a new body in the same appearance of the person before. Rather, it is then restored for that which has changed and been altered. فَأَنَّ الْجَسَدْ يَتَحَوَّلْ إِلَى تُرَبْ وَالْعِظَامُ تَكُونُ رَمِيمًا. The body will turn into dust and the bones will decay. The bones will decay. يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى هَذَا الْمُتَفَرَّقُ حَتَّى يَتَكَوَّنِ الْجَسَدْ. Then Allah will bring together that which has been separated until the body is restored. فَتُعَادُ الْأَرْوَاحُ وَالْأَسَادِيَا. Then the bodies will be returned to the souls. I mean, the souls will be returned to the bodies. Excuse me. وَأَمَّا مَنْ زَعْمَ بِأَنَّ الْأَسَادِ تُخْلَقْ مِنْ جَدِيدٍ فَإِنَّ هَذَا زَعْمٌ بَاطِلٌ يَرُدُّهُ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةُ وَالْعَقْلُ. And whosoever claims that there will be new bodies, then this is a false claim that is rejected by the Quran, the Sunnah, and عقل, logic or intellect. Evidence. أما الكتاب, ask for the book. فإن الله عز وجل يقول وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه, أي يعيد ذلك الخلق الذي ابتدأه. Allah, as for the book of Allah, the evidence, Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is he who originates the creation. Then he will bring him back. Then he will return him. And it is easier for him. So the word Allah says, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Then he will be returned. The creation will be returned. Not a new one will be brought. Not a new creation. That's from the Quran. وفي الحديث القدسي, أن حديث قدسي يقول الله تعالى ليس أول الخلق بأهون عليه من إعادته. Allah عز وجل says the first of creation is not easier on me than returning it. It's all easy. كله فالكل على الله هين. All of this is easy to Allah. Human standards, we say, look, and this is a refutation to the kuffar. Because the kuffar, you say, how are you going to say we're going to come back? After we become this, and after, as we've seen the ayat, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Now, who will bring these bones after they have decayed and deteriorated? So they say, how? Then you say to them, which is more difficult?
Creation.
To create something from scratch, or to bring something which has already existed? The second is easier. So if Allah created you the first time, what is wrong with you doubting that Allah will bring you back? You see what I'm saying? Which is easier? If you buy a bicycle that is unassembled, or you reassemble your old bike which you had unassembled, which is easier? Doing it the first time from scratch, you don't know where to put everything, or simply doing it like you've done it before? It's obvious. So these kuffar are feeble-minded. They see Allah created them, they see themselves. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, the ayat, the signs of Allah is in you. And they come say, how is Allah going to bring us back? Well, how did He create you the first time? It's easier to bring you back. But it's doubt. It's kufr. It's not that really they have a valid ground on which they can say that they didn't understand. The matter is in fitrah. In the fitrah of the human beings. But it is the juhd. The juhud. The defiant denial. The rejection, the deliberate, lies against Allah. Otherwise, as Allah says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. Allah said about Fir'aun and his people, وَاسْتَيْقَنُوا بِهَا وَجَحَدُوهَا. They denied it. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ, even though they had certainty. استيقن from what? يقين. Themselves, they had yaqeen. But Allah said, ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوَّ. ظُلْمًا is what? Oppression. عُلُوَّ, exaltedness. Seeking to be in high profile. They want control of the dunya. Huh? They want to be in charge of the worldly life. They're seeking establishment on earth. So they deliberately rejected what they knew within themselves was certain. Subhanallah al-Azim. عجيب, the son of Adam. عجيب. إذن وقال تعالى كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده. As we originated or began the first creation, we will return him. وقال تعالى ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. Then verily thereafter you shall die, and then after you shall be on the day of resurrection resurrected. وقال تعالى من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. Who will revive and give life back to the bones after they have decayed? Say, he will give it life to one who created it the first time, and he concerning every creation is all knowing. This is from the Quran. As for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَهِيَ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا فِي هَذَا. It's abundant in refuting the claim that we will be brought as a new existence. حَيْثُ بَيَّنَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ يُحْشَرُونَ فِيهَا حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا.
فالناس هم الذين يحشرون وليس سواهم. For example, the Prophet ﷺ explained that the people will be gathered on the day of resurrection. حفاتاً. What does حفاتاً mean? حافي. This is the حافي القدمين.
حافي.
أي حافي يا شيخ. حفاتاً. Barefooted. Barefooted. Barefoot. When you don't have any shoes, any socks, any khuf, barefooted. BARE-FOOT. Barefoot. Barefoot يعني nothing on.
Arabic word.
حفات. حاء
فاء
ألف تاء مربوطة. حاء فاء ألف تاء مربوطة. حفات. حفاتا عراتا. Naked from عري the most famous, which is nakedness. عري الجسد, naked body. عريان أحسنت, naked person, right? Okay, forget it. طيب, so barefooted, naked, غرلة. This one I don't expect you to know. Uncircumcised. So people will be resurrected barefooted, no shoes on, no clothes on, uncircumcised. What does that mean? They'll be returned back to the original state. Prophet ﷺ said the people will be gathered, not someone else. The very people will be gathered. Wait a second, you guys seem to be a little shocked at this piece of information, even though this is يعني no, but we will see the narrations concerning that. على كل حال, فالمهم أن البعث إعادة الأجزاء السابقة. The important thing is that بعث, resurrection, is the retrieval or the bringing back of the old bodies. It is not some new creation which Allah will create. فَإِذَا قُلْتُ, if you say, رُبَّمَا يُؤْكَلُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ قِبَلِ السِّبَاعِ, excuse me, maybe a person will be eaten by predatory animals. Predatory animals. وَيَتَحَوَّلْ جِسْمُهُ الَّذِي أَكَلَهُ السَّبْعُ إِلَى تَغْذِيَ لِهَذَا الْآكِلِ تَخْتَلِطُ بِدَمِهِ وَلَحْمِهِ وَعَظْمِهِ وَتَخْرُجُ فِي رَوْثِهِ وَبَوْلِهِ. And then these animals, these predators, after they eat this person, you know, and this happened, alligators, crocodiles, some, you know, one of these wild, you know, animals, they eat people, they eat human beings, lions. Well, after they eat this person, he will become part of their blood and their bone, and he will even come out in their feces and their urine. Right or wrong? The body, the digestive system will divide that which is good and that which is bad. So, فَمَا الْجَوَابَ عَلَى ذَلِكُ, what do you say about that? How is that going to happen? If someone was eaten by a predatory animal, then how do we understand him coming back on the day of resurrection? فَالْجَوَابَ أَنَّ الْأَمْرَ هَيِّنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The answer is the matter is easy for Allah. يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah will say be and it will be. That's it. ويتخلص هذا الجسم الذي سبعت من كل هذه الأشياء التي اختلط بها. And this body will extract itself from anything which it had mixed with before. It doesn't matter anymore. وقدرة الله عز وجل فوق ما تتصوره أو فوق ما نتصوره. The ability of Allah is beyond what one of us can imagine. It's beyond one's imagination. فالله على كل شيء قدير. Allah is able to do all things. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's the technical term for the one who's able to do all things. Omnipotent. Ayywa, it's O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Before we learned the right pronunciation, we used to say omnipotent. And then it turned out the English language is a funky language when it comes to pronunciation. Look how off they go. Omnipotent turned out to be omnipotent. So when I heard, I was like, what? You know, and what we thought was omniscience was omniscience. Omniscience. So some of these terms, you really have to go back to the dictionary, yeah? Don't depend on your, mashallah, vast knowledge of the English language, especially none of us is a native speaker. When you go back to the dictionaries, you'll be shocked about, you know, how words should be pronounced. A very common, for example, mispronunciation of a word is the word, word. Most people say word.
And ward, W-A-R-D, is like a section. Usually if you go to the hospital in the delivery section,
ward.
It says ward. W-A-R-D. But the pronunciation of W-A-R-D is ward. And the W-O-R-D is word. Word. And not ward or ward or anything else of this. It's very, you know, the English language is not funny when it comes to phonics. It's really based on phonics. And I've commented on this before, and I'll mention again. There's no such thing as divorce. No such thing. Okay? It's divorce. Because if I heard or you heard someone say diverse, you've heard the word diverse. Diversity. That's another word. Usually, if someone doesn't know and they hear you say diverse, they think you're speaking about diverse, but they think you mispronounce diverse. They will not even think about divorce because that is not a popular pronunciation. Each one of us has, you know, been back in his home country, a set of words that have been murdered by us in the English language, but we need to rectify them for da'wah purposes. The only reason, well, there are other reasons, but the most important reason is for da'wah. Because you don't want to confuse the audience. The last thing a da'i, the last thing a da'i should ever say is the Holy Prophet. If I were there, I will tell him to get off stage, probably. Unless it's going to cause more fitna. If you're addressing a bunch of Christians who already believe in the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Ghost, and to them these mean God, and holy means object of worship, a deified object, a divine object, and you come tell them, the Holy Prophet said, then you're really saying to them that we Muslims also worship the Prophet ﷺ along with Allah, like you worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The worst term you can use is Holy Prophet. Even though I understand what you mean, as in he is chosen by Allah, he's not man, you know, made, he's divine in a sense, not he's divine, the divine choice of Allah is to the Prophet ﷺ. But you have to consider your audience. If you're addressing Muslims, yaniha. And how many among the Muslims worship the Prophet ﷺ? Almost half of the Ummah now. Half of the Ummah, if you tell him he's dead, they may punch you in the face. How do you say that he's dead? And if you say that he's not made out of the light of Allah, they may also punch you in the face. And if you say that he doesn't hear you when you speak to him, they may also punch you in the face. And you cannot even teach them what the Quran and the Sunnah say, because they've came up with new belief concerning the Prophet ﷺ based on invented and innovated narrations and maulanas and what have you. So, the last thing you need in all of this is to say, Holy Prophet. See what I'm saying?
So, the
noble prophet, the prophet of Allah, it's enough. Even in Arabic we say, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ. We don't say النَّبِيُّ الْكَرِيمُ to say the noble prophet. You see what I'm saying? Even in Arabic, you don't add another title. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَوْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خلاص. Why these titles?
But used for the place, Makkah, holy place, they say.
Even for Quran, they say, with the Holy Quran.
We've discussed, no Holy Quran, no Holy Ramadan, no Holy Prophet. Even if you want to speak about the place, say sacred. Use a term which delivers the meaning and keeps the connotation of, again, how many people think Muslims worship the Kaaba? So again, when you say holy, again, for these feeble-minded people that worship everything that walks on earth, they will. The connotation of the word is maybe something that is worshipped. So we, as people of da'wah, we don't open the door for this shirk. So we go straight to the point and we say the most suitable words, and we try to pronounce them in the most closest way to the correct pronunciation so that the people will understand the message of Islam. That's an obligation on us. Jazakum Allah khair. How did I get here? Don't ask. طيب إذن قوله وتقوم القيامة التي أخبر الله بها في كتابه وعلى لسان رسوله وأجمع عليها المسلمون. Then Shaykh Islam said, and then the hour, the resurrection which Allah had informed of in his book, and the Prophet ﷺ had informed us of, and the Muslims had agreed upon, will be established. Now, how, what are the evidences for that? From the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the Muslims. This is what we will be discussing bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal next week, if you all remain alive and healthy. وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.